Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Million Dollar Wholesaler, The Step-by-Step Field, Manual for Building a Seven-Figure Real Estate, Wholesaling Business by James F. Hodges is a business and real estate guide focused on wholesaling as a practical entry point into property investing. The book presents itself as a field manual rather than a theoretical overview, emphasizing repeatable processes for finding deals, structuring transactions, and building a scalable operation. According to the available description, Hodges draws on his own rapid rise in wholesaling to explain how a low-capital investor can create a high-volume business model. The subject sits within real estate entrepreneurship, but its purpose is narrower and more operational to show readers how wholesaling works as a transaction-based system and how that system can be expanded into a seven-figure business. It appears designed for both newcomers who need a basic framework and experienced operators who want to refine lead generation, deal flow, and business structure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wholesaling as the book's core business model. The central idea of the book is that real estate wholesaling can function as an accessible business model for people who do not have large amounts of capital or direct ownership. Experience. Hodges positions wholesaling as the fastest way to enter real estate because the investor is not buying and holding properties in the traditional sense. Instead, the wholesaler focuses on securing contracts at favorable terms and assigning or passing those contracts to buyers. That distinction matters because it shifts the business from asset ownership to transaction management. The practical implication is that the reader is encouraged to think like an operator rather than a landlord. This framing makes the book different from broader real estate texts that discuss investing in general, since it narrows attention to one highly specific mechanism. It also explains why the book stresses speed, consistency, and volume, rather than long-term appreciation or rental income. In that sense, the book treats wholesaling as a business system that can be learned, replicated, and scaled. Secondly, a step-by-step operating manual rather than a broad theory book, the book is presented as a field manual. And that description is important because it suggests a procedural approach to learning. Rather than relying on abstract principles, the book appears to organize wholesaling into actionable stages that a reader can follow in sequence. This kind of structure is useful in a business like wholesaling, where outcomes depend on execution across multiple linked tasks, finding prospects, evaluating properties, negotiating, securing a contract, and locating a buyer. The value of a step-by-step format is that it reduces uncertainty for beginners who may understand the concept of wholesaling but not the mechanics of doing it in practice. It also serves more advanced readers by creating a framework for diagnosing where their process is breaking down. A manual like this matters because wholesaling is not one decision but a chain of decisions, and missing one step can collapse the entire deal. The book's format, therefore, seems designed to help readers translate knowledge into repeatable action, which is often the hardest part of learning a transactional business model. Thirdly, lead generation and deal flow as the engine of scalability. Although the available information does not provide a full chapter outline, the book clearly belongs to the category of wholesaling guides that emphasize marketing, lead generation, and pipeline building. In a wholesaling business, the true bottleneck is not usually closing one deal, but creating a dependable stream of opportunities. That makes deal flow the engine of scale. A wholesaler who can consistently identify motivated sellers and move them into contracts has a business with repeatable revenue potential. This is why books in this genre often focus on outreach methods, follow-up systems, and market selection. The underlying logic is straightforward without a consistent lead source. There is nothing to negotiate, nothing to contract, and nothing to assign. For readers, this shifts attention away from isolated deal tactics and toward process design. The likely message of the book is that seven-figure results come not from a single exceptional transaction, but from building a pipeline with enough volume and conversion discipline to support growth. That makes the topic especially relevant for readers who need operational consistency, not just motivational direction. Fourthly, negotiation, contract control, and the mechanics of assignment. A major practical dimension of wholesaling is the ability to control a property through contract without owning it outright. That requires negotiation skills, a clear understanding of seller expectations, and careful handling of contract terms. In a wholesaling context, negotiation is not just about lowering price, it is about creating a spread that leaves room for both the seller and the end buyer. The book's subject matter implies attention to the legal and transactional steps that make this possible, because a wholesaler needs a contract that can be assigned or otherwise transferred according to the deal structure. This is a critical point of differentiation from general real estate investing books, which may discuss prices or markets, but not the mechanics of contract-based control. readers benefit from this focus because it clarifies where value is created in wholesaling, not through renovation or long holding periods. But through restructuring and transferring opportunities efficiently, the business skill here is precision. Poor negotiation can erase margins, and weak contract handling can create legal or operational problems. So this topic likely anchors the book's practical relevance. Lastly, scaling from a solo hustle to a durable seven-figure business. The book is not simply about doing a few deals. Its stated ambition is to help readers build a durable seven-figure wholesaling business that introduces a scaling problem that goes beyond personal hustle. A seven-figure model requires systems, delegation, market discipline, and the ability to maintain volume without collapsing under complexity. The significance of this topic is that it moves the reader from entry-level activity to business design. Many real estate books stop at the first successful deal, but this one appears to address what happens after initial traction. That includes how to preserve consistency, how to avoid depending on a single source of leads, and how to turn a repeatable process into a durable company. The emphasis on durability also matters, because high income in wholesaling can be unstable if the operator relies only on short-term effort. By framing wholesaling as a business that can be launched and scaled, the book likely appeals to readers who want more than opportunistic flipping. It positions scale as the result of systems, not luck. In conclusion, Million Dollar Wholesaler is best suited for readers who want a practical introduction to real estate wholesaling or who already work in the field and want a more structured path to scale. Beginners may find value in the book's apparent emphasis on process because wholesaling can be confusing when learned piecemeal from videos, podcasts, and informal advice. Experienced investors may appreciate the focus on operational discipline, especially if they already understand deal-making but need a clearer system for generating consistent volume. What makes the book stand out in its category is its field manual orientation and its narrow focus on wholesaling as a complete business model, not just a side strategy within real estate investing. It appears to combine origin story credibility with tactical guidance, which gives it a practical edge over books that are either too motivational or too theoretical. Readers looking for a general real estate primer will likely find it too specialized. But those specifically interested in wholesaling should gain a usable framework for lead generation, negotiation, contract control, and scaling. In a crowded genre, that specificity is its main advantage. If you would like to support James F. Hodges, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.